Excuse the interruption. Water baptisms, fire baptisms, and the Holy Ghost. I baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Holy, kadosh, set apart, consecrated unto the Lord, sanctified. Now, if you don't, and with fire, fire purges you. Fire is a deeper work. Fire, there's no flesh left. You can wash your flesh and it can be clean, but it's still flesh. That's what the Levitical priesthood operates in. It's still flesh. But when you're baptized with fire, your flesh, your carnal nature is burnt. You are a crispy critter. It no longer operates. But the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God operates, and you become the temple of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' body that he laid down for us, we became the temple. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. As long as we what? Abide in him and remain in him and bear fruit. We stay in the Spirit. And there are some sins that are not forgiven. One is blaspheming the Holy Spirit. You can lose your salvation. You can be operating under other spirits than the Holy Spirit. Other spirits than the Holy Spirit. You're not walking in holiness. You're walking in strange fire. You're walking in soulish, carnal, spiritual direction, other spirits, demonic spirits behind it. You must be purged with fire, whose fan is in his hand, is in Jesus' hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. That's the floor of his temple, the entryways, because his the temple was built on the threshing floor. This is Isaiah 55, the process of the word of the Lord coming back and prospering that which it was sent to do. He will purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. That's the good, there's a good wheat, good fruit. But he will burn up with the chaff with unquenchable fire. There will be a separating on the threshing floor. The temple is where we come. When we come into the temple, we are threshed and the chaff is removed off of us and we are separated. And the chaff is burnt up with unquenchable fire, fire that does not stop. It does not stop. It continues on and on and on.